This is the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones.
Brady takes the snap, back to throw, gets rid of it down the field. Caught, 20-yard line, 30, 35, 40, down the left sideline. He's going to go the distance, a 99-yard touchdown play.
The Sun Life Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
The Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium, here's your host, Adam Jones.
A range of emotions, really the full gamut in this loss for the Patriots tonight, 41-34 to the San Francisco 49ers. Patriots at one point trailed in this one 31-3 with 10:26 left in the third quarter. They wound up tying it at 31 apiece with 6:45 left. So inside of 7 minutes to go, 28 unanswered points, a Woodhead touchdown, a Brady rushing touchdown, Aaron Hernandez from 5 yards out, and another Woodhead run. And you're sitting there with 7 minutes to go thinking the Patriots are going to pull off one of the true great upsets in the history of that league. And that's after 2.5 quarters of just an almost Jets-like performance from Thanksgiving for the Patriots. A comedy of errors where things just couldn't go more wrong for New England. They battled back in this one and nearly pulled it out. They wind up falling and dropping to 10-4. And honestly, there's going to be a lot at stake in this one. They probably miss out on the 2 seed. You need the Denver Broncos now to lose after their win over the Baltimore Ravens today. So you're going to need some help from Denver and from either Cleveland or Kansas City the last 2 weeks of the year to hope for a number 2 seed. So there was a lot at stake here in this Patriots loss. And it is the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. And the decision we'll all be looking at, you remember 4th and 2 from a few seasons ago. This was 4th and a long 1 tonight for Bill Belichick. Patriots backed up deep in their own end, and they're trailing after a Michael Crabtree touchdown, and Belichick decides to go for it. Now, I will tell you, at the time, I didn't have much of an issue with it. You are at your own 12-yard line, but you need to go down. There's just over 2 minutes left in the game, or approaching 2.5 minutes left in the game. You still have a couple of timeouts, and it's less than 2 yards. I didn't have a major issue going for it there. I think the play call could be second-guessed. And I think that's something that Patriots fans, if that's your gripe, fine. You wanted a better play call there? Fine. But I had no problem going for it on 4th and 1 or 4th and a long 1, whatever you'd like to call it. I like the decision there from Bill Belichick. I imagine that's something that's going to be debated with you throughout the course of the postgame show. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Coming up on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show, you hear from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick following his team's 41-34 loss to the San Francisco 49ers. That's within the next half hour. We'll head to the podium and hear from him. And about a half hour after that, you'll also hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. Before we get to your phone calls and your feedback, let's kick things off as we always do with the good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
You don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones.
For a while, it didn't look like there would be much on the good list tonight for the Patriots, and it is a gut punch of a game in the way it went down. Patriots were down huge. They battle back. They sucked you back in if you didn't shut off the TV and go to bed for the night, which I think a good chunk of the country probably did late on a Sunday night, thanks to Ed Hockley. This thing is stretching well beyond midnight on the East Coast, and we'll get to Hockley in a little bit. But I thought Brandon Lloyd had an excellent game for the Patriots. He's arguably coming off his best game last week for New England, especially given the backdrop of some of the criticism. 10 catches on 16 targets, 190 yards for Brandon Lloyd. I thought he was immense. This is what we expected out of him. That 53-yard gainer for Brandon Lloyd was massive. You know, it set up the game-tying touchdown for Danny Woodhead. He also had a huge pass interference call at the 5-yard line, which set up the Hernandez touchdown, which brought him back within 7. The Niners couldn't cover him all night. He was a great matchup for them. You hope you see more from Brandon Lloyd these next couple of games with two games remaining in the regular season. These last two for Lloyd have been his best for the Patriots. So maybe he's looking up at the right time of the year. I also thought Danny Woodhead had a great game even before a couple of those touchdowns. He was one of the few players early on in the game who was making plays for New England, unlike some of the other running backs who we'll get to. But Woodhead, 12 carries, 61 yards, and a couple of touchdowns on the ground. He also added another 5 catches for 20-plus yards through the air. I thought he had a nice game for the Pats out of the backfield. And I also thought Devin McCourty, with his 5th interception of the year, another one in the end zone. At the time, it seemed big. You know, you're talking about the Niners being up 17-3. They're driving in the second half, and McCourty gets the pick that could have turned things around for the Patriots. And instead, you come right back, and following the previous drive for the Patriots, where Stephen Ridley fumbled, which we're getting to, Brady comes out and throws an interception to Aldon Smith, which went off of Aaron Hernandez, not through the fault of Brady. But that was a big swing. But I thought McCourty getting the pick for the second straight game in the end zone shows those center field skills back there at safety. It shows why he should be a safety and why the Patriots are going to leave him there. So that was the good list. Lloyd, Woodhead, and McCourty. Bad list for me. And we've alluded to it. I thought Stephen Ridley with the 2 fumbles, and now 3 fumbles in his last 2 games, only one of which he lost, that's dangerous. And you can throw Vereen in there as well. Vereen had a lost fumble. You didn't see him again. You barely saw Ridley outside of when he got stuffed at the goal line on a 3rd and goal before Tom Brady punched it in on 4th down. So Stephen Ridley, as good as he's been this season, ball security at the end of the year when the weather's getting bad, something to watch with him. That's now 2 games in a row, and he lost the football twice in this one. Something to watch. And then situationally, there was a killer lack of awareness or lack of execution on the kickoff return following the game-tying touchdown run by Danny Woodhead. 62-yard return by LaMichael James put the Niners at the Patriots' 38-yard line. And they punched it in on the next play. Kaepernick found Crabtree, who went in from 38 yards out, not without the help of Kyle Arrington, who's also on the bad list tonight, along with the kickoff coverage. Those two plays right there on successive plays are what did the Patriots in. You can't cover a kick, and you can't tackle. To me, those were 2 massive, massive plays for the Patriots. So the kickoff coverage on the James 62-yard return, Arrington's missed tackle, that's why you found yourself down. And the Ridley fumbles didn't hurt. You know, his fumble that he lost was one of 4 turnovers for the Patriots. And look, I thought Brady could have been on the bad list, but he did put the team essentially on his back and got him back into this one. I also thought the offensive line at the end played their worst. When you really needed Brady protected, that's where they struggled. You know, you think about that drive right after the Crabtree touchdown and what'd they do. Gave up sacks on 2nd and 3rd down. Vollmer got beat by McDonald. Francois beat Solder. You had to punt, and that was the game. So there were other people that could have been on the bad list, but for me, Ridley, Arrington, and the kickoff coverage. And then on the injury front, Alphonso Dennard's the only guy who left and didn't come back with the knee injury, and that's why Arrington was in the game. And look, Dennard didn't have his best night either. He was the closest corner on each of those first 2 San Francisco touchdowns before he left the game. So it's not like he had a perfect night. He was the guy in coverage on Dennard's touchdown. And the one to Delani Walker, was it him? Was it the safety? Probably for the coaching staff to break down, but he was the closest man in coverage. So it's not like he had a banner night, left the game. I would file that as not a good thing for the Patriots. You don't want Arrington playing outside. So that's the good, the bad, and the injured here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. We're presented by Sun Life Financial. They can help you protect your financial security whether you're in the game or sidelined with an illness or injury. Talk to your employer about Sun Life benefits, or visit sunlifeknowsbenefits.com to learn more. Get the benefit, get to know Sun Life. We talked off the top, outside of Belichick's decision to go for it on 4th down, which the decision itself I didn't have a problem with. You want to quibble with the play call? Have at it. I totally understand. I like the decision there, and in my head, when you see it's 4th and 1, you don't know that you're going to get another 4th and short. You don't even know that you're going to get the ball back if you punt it to the Niners. I feel differently going against this team than I did a few years ago against the Indianapolis Colts. And maybe I've wrapped my head around that decision more and I understand it more now. But in this game, the way people, you felt like you had to be aggressive, I thought on a 4th and short, whether it was a long one or 4th and 1, whatever you want to call it, I thought it was the right decision. Now, Do you want to be throwing to Woodhead there? That can be debated, but I like going for it there. And certainly you can weigh in. 508-298-0398. You can also email us webradio@patriots.com. And what do you think of the Patriots' chances of coming in here and grabbing one of the top two seeds in the conference? They're going to need help from Denver. Houston just about all but locked things up tonight. They may have indeed locked things up after their victory earlier today over the Indianapolis Colts. So it looks like the Patriots are going to be playing on Wild Card Weekend for the first time since that Baltimore game in the playoffs 3 seasons ago. And look, a week ago at this time, not even a week ago, 6 days ago, I came in on the postgame show and told you I think the Patriots are the front runners, the favorites for the Super Bowl. They have to be on the short list, or at the top, excuse me, of the short list. I came in and did practically a whole show on that. But I told you, if they lose to the Niners, especially in embarrassing fashion, maybe you got to rethink it. I'm not saying the Patriots aren't still on that short list, but they're not at the top anymore. And I think the way they came back in the game is encouraging. I think those first 2.5 quarters you got to throw out, and there were some situational things defensively that have to scare you. But offensively, you can come back from 31-3 and tie the game against the best defense, I think, in the NFL. It wasn't all bad tonight. And that's the one thing I would say. You're not looking for moral victories or silver linings or anything of that nature. Not with this team when you're trying to compete for Super Bowls and you were in the Super Bowl last year. But to me, that's what I go to, because I didn't think they were going to battle back for it. And I do think that shows you, it shows you something about the guts and the competitive nature of this team. I would not write them out. I just don't know that you can have them at the top of the heap anymore. So you can weigh in on that as well. Where do the Patriots fit in the NFL's hierarchy in these last 6 days with a resounding win over the Texans and then this game tonight, a 41-34 loss to the San Francisco 49ers. It drops the Patriots to 10-4 and likely out of a top two spot in the AFC. Tip the phones, 508-298-0398. You can email us webradio@patriots.com. We'll take your thoughts on all of that and the specifics of this loss for the Patriots tonight. Let's kick things off with Joel in Atlanta. What'd you think of that game tonight, Joel?
Very disappointed, Adam. I just got a few points I want to make. I'm not surprised by the 49er defense. I mean, it's the best defense in the league. The best man coverage defense I ever seen in my whole life. I have never seen a team play man that well. And I figured that the Patriots' offense would struggle, but I think our defense took 10 steps back. I mean, for the last few weeks, you know, we've been stepping up, stopping the run, stopping the pass, and I think this week we made Crabtree look like Jerry Rice.
Yeah, I mean, look, I do think he's a better receiver. You know, maybe he never fully lived up to the hype of whatever he was, a top 5 pick, certainly a top 10 pick. I think he's had a pretty good season. So, is he as good as he showed tonight? Maybe not. And I agree with your overall point, Joel. Look, the Patriots defense had come in giving up under 20 points in the last three games. I personally had been pretty high on the defense and pretty encouraged by what I'd seen. You're right. This is 10 steps in the wrong direction for the defense. I totally agree with that.
And also, I mean, I've been reading on Yahoo.com. They've been on MSN.com. Patriots, you know, took over being the number one team in the league. And to come out on national TV and just, I mean, granted, yes, we did come back from 28 down, but to even to be down 28 points going into halftime, I think that's very disappointing. But I mean, I guess you could look on the bright side is that, yes, we had some great plays, but, we definitely need to look over this tape and just hearing Brady last week saying that he'd been watching the 49ers for the past few weeks. He was all caught up on film. Yep. And everything. And it just seemed like we just came out flat, just flat. And, I mean, definitely need to pick up momentum going into the playoffs. And I mean, as far as with the Patriots being one of the top teams out of the AFC, I think we are. Granted, yes, we may not be seeded number one. We might be seeded 3 or 4. But I believe we're capable of beating the teams, the top three teams in the AFC. I don't know about the NFC. But at least with the AFC, I know we got it.
Well, and Joel, it's a fair point, and I appreciate the phone call. 508-298-0398. You've beaten two of them. Granted, they were both at home. You beat Denver and Houston at home, and you embarrassed Houston. And honestly, the Denver game went somewhat similar to how this game went tonight. You were blowing Denver out. They made a comeback, and then the Patriots pulled away at the end. That's sort of what the Niners did tonight. Although the Patriots made it a lot closer than Denver did, a similar flow to that game. And of course, you played Baltimore tough right down to the final whistle at Baltimore. So if you get them here, who knows? I don't disagree with that point. But, you know, when you look at the way this team played in the first half, it's hard to ignore what happened, but at the same time, they came back. And so for me, I'm not writing off everything that happened early in the game. Brady made some poor decisions. And look, he had a poor bounce. Hernandez dropped a ball that goes right into the hands of Alden Smith. Patriots were done in by fumbles, one by Ridley, one by Vereen, and Ridley had another that wasn't recovered by the defense. So turnovers did you in. They were awful on third downs in the first half, and they did come out flat. They totally came out flat. But look, early in the second half, Devin McCourty's getting an end zone interception and it's 17-3. That's when the wheels started to come off. You know, that's where it started to get away for the Patriots. And I think, you know, if you're a fan watching the game, that's where maybe you started to tune out a little bit. You know, you're talking about the Niners just completely opening it up with the Gore 3-yard touchdown on a fumbled play where he runs it in, and then the Crabtree 27-yard touchdown. You know, for me, I just go back situationally where the Patriots lost the game. And you can make the case that if they didn't have to fight back early, then, you know, Arrington, the missed tackle wouldn't have bit him as much, or the long kickoff return by LaMichael James wouldn't have bit him as much. They got back into the game. And then right when they were in it, on the very next play, 62-yard kickoff return, and on the play after that, missed tackle that goes 38 yards for a score. So I'm choosing to focus a little bit more on the end of the game, but I understand. If you're hung up on the Patriots being down 31-3, sure. But, you know, the same way the Patriots showed some resolve, I thought, in closing out the Broncos when they worked their way back into that game earlier this season, I think you have to give the Niners credit for that. And I wonder, if you're making a power poll or the hierarchy in the NFL, are the Niners the top of the heap now? I think it's fair to say a week ago I thought the Patriots were. And with the display the Niners put on offensively and early in the game defensively, and I know the Patriots hung 31 on them, that's a season high against the Niners. Who knew that team could score 41? And turnovers help, but I think Kaepernick, you see why Jim Harbaugh went with him. And I've been in the corner of that decision since it got made. So I think you saw tonight why Harbaugh decided to go with him. There were some poor decisions, and he struggled whenever he was under center with the snap. But four touchdowns, 216 yards, you know, another 28 on the ground, including a huge 19-yard run on a third down that extended a drive. I thought you saw why the Niners decided to go with him. There is much, much more explosion in the offense there. Let's continue with the phone calls. Our buddy Jeff is in Vegas joining us here on the Sun Life Patriots post-game show. What'd you think of the game tonight, Jeff?
Hey, Pac-Man, highly entertaining game. I mean, at least we know if New England plays their best football, I mean, they can play with anyone. And the fact that Brady did what he did without a game breaker is absolutely incredible. I mean, he's thrown to, like, you know, Hernandez, Welker, you know, Woodhead, and Brandon Lloyd. I mean, I think that the fact that he did what he did in that comeback without a real speed guy or like a real big type receiver is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think they still have decent weapons, to be honest, Jeff. And I know what you're saying. There's no one who's going to beat you over the top, and obviously there's no Gronkowski, but I think a lot of teams would like Welker and Hernandez out there, you know, as a top two. And I think a lot of teams would take Lloyd as well. And the last two games, he's turned it on. So I understand with the premise, and I know where you're coming from. I just think they have weapons, and they put 31 up on the Niners without Gronkowski, you know. Yeah. And I think you can argue without a healthy Welker. He was hobbling around a little bit tonight as well.
Just let Gronk come back. When Gronk is back, we'll take our chances. The other thing that I think hurt them was on special teams. That punter had a heck of a game.
He did.
And what if Gostkowski had been able to get the touchback on that return? And not having Edelman, not having that explosive punt returner, it just sort of, Welker just sort of gets bogged down and goes down. I mean, they missed Edelman's explosiveness in special teams on punt returns,
well,
in my opinion.
Well, and it's a good point, Jeff, and I appreciate the phone call. 508-298-0398. I'm not one of these guys who feel like special teams is a third of the game. I think that's a tired cliche in the NFL. I think it's much more about offense and defense, and special teams has a slice, but it's not a third of the game. It's not. But tonight, it reared its ugly head. I agree. You know, Andy Lee's punt was a major change in field position. Guess what? The Patriots, before they went for it on fourth down, the reason they were backed up at their own 3-yard line, James Devlin, a hold on a punt return. Patriots had a hold on the punt return before that. They gave up a 62-yard kickoff return. So field position in a game that, you know, was swinging on such a thin line or had such a thin margin for error, yes, it plays a large role. And again, I'm not one of these guys who beat special teams into the ground and, you know, is constantly talking about it as a third of the game, like you'll probably hear Bill Belichick say at some point tonight. I don't feel that way. But tonight, didn't work out in the Patriots' favor. I think if you were watching the game, you know that. So that point I would agree with from Jeff. You continue with your phone calls, 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio at patriots.com. It's the Sun Life Patriots post-game show, and we're presented by Yokohama Tires. Buy any set of four Yokohama Tires now through January 31st and get a $100 Patriots Pro Shop gift card free. This offer is available at all participating Sullivan Tire Service Centers. But hurry, supplies are limited. We'll continue with your feedback here on the post-game show as the Patriots fall to 10-4 after a 41-34 loss to the San Francisco 49ers. And coming up next, we'll head to the podium. You'll hear from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick next here on Patriots.com.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hooked up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good. They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance. With over 100 ASE certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts.
I need some of Dunkin's delicious packaged coffee.
Sure, how many do you need?
One for everybody on my holiday shopping list.
Wow, so that's why you brought a wheelbarrow.
Give the gift everyone loves to get. Delicious Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee. Get 2 pounds for just $12.99. Available only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Single pound sold at regular price. Offer excludes 8-ounce packages. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Patriots dropped to 10-4 with a 41-34 loss in Foxborough to the San Francisco 49ers. It wraps up an eventful 6 days for New England. They go from blowing out Houston 42-14 to being blown out by San Francisco. They trail 31-3 at one point in this game. They score 28 unanswered points, but wind up falling to the 49ers. And I think you have to give the Niners a ton of respect after this one. And I would view them, not to be too fickle week to week, but I would now view them as the top team in the NFL and the team that's now in the driver's seat. If you can do what they did tonight, and I understand they've had some bad losses earlier this year. You know, they're winless against the Rams. They got smoked by the Giants. But I think you have to look at the Niners. If Kaepernick can do this, and the Niners are capable of putting up 41 on, granted, a much maligned Patriots defense, but if that's what they can do with him back there, 4 touchdowns, and he can scramble around a little bit, which we know, Jim Harbaugh is going to look like a genius. And his team answered after the Patriots knotted it at 31. We had this pointed out in the break. Another special teams breakdown for the Patriots, and I don't know how I forgot about this, the Deshaun Goldson fake punt in the first half. Special teams were a disaster for the Patriots tonight. And again, I'm not one of these guys who comes in and says, it's a third of the game, you have to worry about it. You know, in general, I don't know, it's a quarter at most, if not a fifth or whatever of the game. It's one out of every 4 plays, maybe. So I'm not one of these people who comes in and pounds my fist into the desk and says special teams. But tonight, it certainly hurt the Patriots, especially more so than any other time on the LaMichael James kickoff return. You know, that gave the Niners momentum after the Patriots tied things up. That was a major, major turning point in this one. Sunlight Patriots postgame show, Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. Here's how you get in touch, 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. We'll squeeze in as many phone calls as we can before we head to the podium and hear from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. Let's kick it off with Jake in Pittsburgh. Jake, what were your thoughts on the game tonight?
Oh, well, it was really frustrating. I probably would have preferred them just to blow us out instead of getting all hyped up about a comeback, but and tying the game, but I don't know. I called in last week and talked about how this reminded me of 2010, and this kind of just reassured me. I mean, now that they have the third seed, probably going to have the third seed throughout, I just don't know if this team can put together 4 straight good games to win the Super Bowl. And against probably 4 really, really good teams. I mean, the defense just, it's going to fold in the end, and it's just the same thing from 2010 to 2011. And this year, they just seem like the exactly same team. I know there's different players and there's different elements, but I have to ask you, convince me otherwise, but this seems like the same team we've had for the past 3 years.
Well, it's a fair point. And, Jake, we appreciate the phone call, 508-298-0398. And, look, on this front, I mean, we saw the Patriots be somewhat resilient. And I want to get to an email here in a moment from one of my favorite emailers, Keith, in Dallas. Love the emails because he views things differently than I do. That you can pin some of the blame on the offense. And just, Jake, to follow up on your call, I'll read the email. Keith writes in, Adam, the problems of the Patriots tonight is solely on offense. The defense held up their end of the deal, and the offense kept shooting themselves in the foot. I'm not down on the defense because the offense kept putting the defense in bad field position, and eventually the 49ers are going to score if you keep hand-delivering them excellent field position. That I don't disagree with, and I think it's a good point by Keith. However, remember how the Niners scored on some of those drives? They had three one-play drives in the second half. Now, one was from the 3-yard line after a long, I believe it was return after the Brady pick, one of the Brady picks. Or maybe it was after the Ridley fumble. It might have been after the Ridley fumble. One of the turnovers early in the second half. They line it all the way down to the 3-yard line. They actually fumble the ensuing snap, and Gore runs it in from 3 yards out. Well, that one's on the offense. I don't disagree with that. And look, on the drive after that, the Niners get it at the New England 27, but it's one play, and they score. And it's one play after that long kickoff return from 38 yards out, and they score. Both of those were Crabtree touchdowns, by the way. For me, it's like the defense held, just gave no resistance tonight. And I think you can make an argument that, look, when the Patriots needed to, they got some stops. You know, on 4 of the last 5 drives, outside of the Crabtree touchdown, which was set up by a long kickoff return, it was 3-3 and outs, and the Niners were stopped for a field goal, though at that point they weren't really going for it, the 28-yarder for Akers, which essentially sealed the game. That's what the Patriots defense did on the last 4 drives. So you can give them credit on some level, but still, even before that, they had given up 34 points, and some of it was bad field position, but some of it was bad defense too. And I do want to circle back. You're the 3 seed. And to the caller's point, I think you needed a bye week. I don't think you needed home field advantage, but I think you needed a bye week. And I've said this previously on this show and others. The Patriots, maybe wild card teams go on runs to the Super Bowl, but the Patriots haven't. The Patriots haven't. You know, the 5 Super Bowls they've played in under Belichick, and even the one previous to that under Parcells, they had a bye week. And that extra week off, whether it gets matchups in your favor or just because it's one less game you have to play, that's just been the way the Patriots do it. So I don't know. I do think there are better signs over the last month or so about this team than what we saw in certainly 2010, or rather 2011 from the defense, and even 2010 from the defense as well. I think we've seen signs from the D. Look, Jacksonville and the Dolphins the last couple of games, let's see how the defense plays. You know, if they play like they did 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago against Miami, I'll be encouraged. If they're letting Ryan Tannehill throw all over them, and Blaine Gabbert or Chad Henne, whoever's the quarterback down there now, Henne, I guess. If those guys are lighting you up like Henne did in week one of the NFL season last year, then maybe we'll second guess it. But hopefully this was just a very bad blip on the radar for the defense tonight. And as the emailer Keith pointed out, you can't pin it solely on the defense. Some of the turnovers certainly played a hand in the amount of points and the short fields the Niners have to face. I don't disagree with that. Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. Let's continue with the phone calls. Bill is in Colorado. He's been waiting very patiently. What were your thoughts on the game tonight, Bill?
Well, Adam, I got to tell you, man, I think San Francisco went back to the Seattle game, to be honest with you, and realized the one thing that can hurt the Patriots is the deep ball. And I think they went with that pretty aggressively. I thought they had a good point there. So that's number one. Number two, the defense, like you said before, had its stops, but even going back in the later stretch, you know, the Arrington play on Crabtree was just completely unacceptable. And finally, the issue with the AFC I have now is, you know, if the Patriots have to come out here to Denver, where I'm from, or where I'm stationed, or out down to Texans, the deep ball, they're not gonna give it up again. They're gonna go after that pretty deep in the playoffs, and that's my concerns, man. So, big fan of the show, brother. Just want to touch points on those and see what your thoughts were.
All right, well, I appreciate it, Bill. Look, I think the Patriots have a shot against any of the teams in the AFC. They've beaten 2 of them at home. And I get what you're saying, Bill. If they have to go on the road, much more difficult. I don't know. I like the matchup with the Broncos for some reason. The Texans in Houston would scare me a little bit, especially because you stuck it to them. That would be a game that I can't imagine them laying down for again, I guess is the way I'd look at that. So the Texans in Houston, I would probably still pick the Patriots, but I don't know if I'd feel iffy about that one. I think I'd pick the Patriots in Denver. You know, even if the Broncos are playing exceedingly well and they haven't lost, there's just something about that matchup that I like. And the way the Patriots played them earlier this year, and I know it was before Peyton Manning got in his groove, which you just hear ad nauseum, but I like the matchup with Denver. And Baltimore seems to be trending in the wrong direction. I'm not scared of Indy. The AFC's wide open. Now, maybe it's a little closer than I was making it out to be last week, and maybe I was riding the emotion of that win a little bit too much last week. And how could you not, the way the Patriots smacked down the Texans? But I still like their chances in the AFC. The NFC looks like a different animal. Look at the Patriots' record against the NFC West, right? Beat the Rams, lost to the Niners, lost to the Seahawks, lost to the Cardinals. You know, you're 1-3 against that division. So, I don't know. The NFC, to me, looks like a different animal. You don't want the Giants if you're the Patriots. You don't want the Packers if you're the Patriots. So, I don't know. I look at the NFC. Should you get to the Super Bowl? Great. All bets are off anyway. But you have to start looking at it and saying, well, the Patriots haven't done so hot against that conference. 1-3 against the NFC West at this point. Continue with the phone calls. 508-298-0398. Let's go to our buddy Melvin in Tennessee. What were your thoughts on the game tonight, Mel?
Well, I guess I'm different from everybody else because although I know I emailed you maybe right before the Texans and I thought this would be a tougher game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that I don't change my perception of the Patriots that much. I like the way I think. Unfortunately, I think they somewhat needed that. I think that I like the way they called back and. But I just think just like, all over the media and everybody else, so your Super Bowl winning, you just beat down the Texans, you're this and you're that, and you kind of need to get shook up and get, and I was concerned whether mentally, were they mentally tough. And, I thought that last couple of years, maybe since they've heard this so much, I was concerned about their mental toughness, but coming back from that type of, on that type of deficit, on that type of defense, somewhat, encouraged. I was like, because the first half was really bad. But the only thing that I'm really not happy with is that Dennett got left on one of those touchdowns. And obviously, just like the previous caller said, they were going to challenge stretching the field. And just Dennett was left on an island with guarding two people. And I was
that was the second touchdown that he was in close on. Yeah, the one to Delonte Walker. Yep.
Yeah, it was the second touchdown, and I've seen New England play these horrible zones. That's what I hate, watching them play. I think every now and then I know it's the players, and I know, of course, Aaron was a missed tackle. But sometimes they're left out in bad positions guarding some people.
Well,
and I'm just, that's my bigger concern, is it just that left in bad positions at times, along with making bad plays.
Yeah,
that doesn't help.
Look, Melvin, and we appreciate the phone call, 508-298-0398. Don't forget, Steve Gregory got benched in this game tonight. And I had him on the bad list for a while until some of those situational plays when it was a tied ball game and the Niners pulled in front. But remember, Steve Gregory was benched after the 27-yard Crabtree touchdown, which put the Niners up 31-3. So before the Patriots went on their 28-0 run, he was benched for Pat Chung because he was too late in getting over on that Crabtree touchdown. And I don't recall the safety on the Delonte Walker touchdown when it was Dennard trailing. Dennard was the guy on Moss's touchdown, no doubt about it. Before Dennard went down, he was also the closest defender on the Delonte Walker touchdown. But Steve Gregory, the coaching staff, is upset with him. They benched him, and they benched Arrington earlier this season. Those are a couple of your guys in the secondary tonight who hurt you. And Gregory's been benched. Arrington missed a tackle, and he's already been demoted. If Dennard were healthy, he wouldn't be playing on the outside, Kyle Arrington. He wouldn't. That's kind of what you're dealing with this Patriots secondary. And when Arrington's been on the outside, it's been bad. When he's been in the slot, it's been better. We talked to him on the show last week. He was coming off a great game against the Texans. He's been coming off a great couple of games in the slot. The Miami game before that, he shut down Devon Bess. As much as you're going to shut him down. But is Pat Chung the answer on that back line? I'm not sure he is either. You know, he and McCourty back there. McCourty looks like a hit. And Talib, to be honest, looks like a hit. Though, again, penalties tonight. But I think you're starting to piece some things together in the secondary. But with an injury to Dennard, I'm not sure I feel better about it. And he didn't return in this one after he went down. Let's continue with the phone calls. 508-298-0398. Vinny's in Michigan. What were your thoughts on the game tonight, Vin?
First of all, Goonies never say die, so there's that. And then...
What was it, Vinny? I you broke up a little bit. What'd you say?
I said Goonies never say die, so there's that.
There you go.
And then, you know what? We hung 520 yards, 34 points on not arguably the best defense in football. Noah Gronkowski, I was very encouraged by the play of Brandon Lloyd. Very encouraged. I think that might help us out in the long run. You know, but you had some pretty bad luck and some bad conditions. I mean, let's give the 49ers some credit, but I mean, you're spotting them 28 points, 4 turnovers. I mean, you just had some bad luck. I think that we shouldn't play. I'm glad we're not playing the NFC West for another 4 years. I hope I don't, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing the 49ers in a Super Bowl, to be honest with you, because they made some great adjustments and the offense was just railing in the second half. I mean, I thought for sure, I mean, I thought everyone probably thought once you tie that game up, you're going to win it, but then you get nailed with that punt return.
I'll tell you, that's what I thought. And I think that's what most of the country was thinking when the Patriots got back in it. And Vinny, we appreciate the phone call, 508-298-0398. It's a good point. You know, to play the NFC West for another 4 years, probably good from the Patriots' vantage, the way that that they've handled that division so far this season. I wouldn't mind getting another shot at the Niners. I understand what Vinny's saying. But as much as the Patriots showed resilience getting back in this one, remember, the Niners gave up 28 unanswered points. And they picked themselves up off the mat, they took the Patriots' best shot, and they won the game. So, if you're encouraged as a Patriots fan, how do you feel as a Niners fan tonight? Maybe you feel like you dodged a bullet? I would look at it and say, man, they came out, they hung a ton of points on the Patriots early, they were blowing them out, they let the Patriots back in the game, yes, and that is, I agree with Vinny, the best defense in the NFL. It's not debatable. I think you saw tonight, even though they gave up 34 points, that defense is head and shoulders above the Texans' defense. That's how I feel about it. Even in giving up a ton of points tonight, that's how I feel about it. But if you're the Niners or a fan of that team, you have to feel good about them picking themselves up off the mat and taking the Patriots' best punch and getting back in the game. That said, I don't know. You know, the Patriots give up 41 points. They give up a ton of points. They struggle on offense for a lot of it. I don't know, Kevin Collins. I thought I'd come in here and feel worse about the loss, but to be honest, I don't feel that bad about it. And I'm not saying you come in and you're patting yourself on the back, but I think the Patriots showed they can score on the best defense in the NFL in bad wintry weather conditions outside in December. So I think that bodes well for the Patriots as the playoffs proceed. I mean, you were here, Kevin. You were watching the game. I don't know. How'd you feel about this loss?
I was pretty disappointed.
Yeah?
Well, just to come back from that far down and get to the proverbial top of the hill and not be able to climb down the other side.
Well, let me put it to you like this, because somebody brought it up. It was one of the callers or emailers, and I just disagree with it.
Yep.
Would you have rather had the team get blown out?
No.
No, me either. No. And I think getting back into the game shows you something. Right.
I mean, you don't know. I certainly didn't think they were going to do what they did down 31-3. It's a tough thing to figure, though, how, you know, we were talking about they had a string of 4 out of 5 great possessions on defense in the second half.
Well, at the end of the game.
Yeah.
One of them was the Niners had kind of taken their foot off the accelerator because all they needed was a field goal, but at least 3 out of those 4 drives leading up to the game-sealing field goal.
They were 3 and outs or getting stops.
They were all 3 and outs outside of the Crabtree touchdown, which was set up by a long kickoff return. All 3 were 3 and outs.
Yeah. It's just a funny, I don't know. It was just a funny game. I don't even know. I'm still in shock, if you can't tell.
Well, we will continue with the phone calls here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show, 508-298-0398. We'll also get to your emails as well. Webradio@patriots.com. But as promised, let's head to the podium and hear from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick following his club's 41-34 loss to the San Francisco 49ers.
Starts with me. Didn't do a good job of coaching. I didn't coach well. We didn't play well. We're good on offense. We're good on defense. We're good enough on special teams. So they just did a better job than we did. I think we got to perform better than that, and we didn't. So That's the result. We just didn't do a good job tonight. So it's as simple as that.
How much debate did you have on the fourth down right there? I mean, you may have had two timeouts, the opportunities, maybe 2 minutes.
None. We had none.
Can you explain your strategic thinking in that situation? Where you're,
it's fourth and two. Yeah, no, it's fourth and two.
Turnovers, Bill, you know, you've been pretty good on it all year long. Weather conditions or just, you know, lack of concentration?
We just didn't do a good job. Didn't do a good job of taking care of the ball.
When they have the first down on the 38-yard line, and you went with the all-off list,
We'd run that call several times during the game. We just obviously didn't play it well.
What was your
thoughts about Kaepernick? Well, I mean, they won. They, you know, give them credit. More worried about our team. I'm not talking to Jim about his team. But we just didn't do a good enough job. So
coming back to erase that 28-point deficit, really created a 28-point deficit. So I guess it doesn't have a lot of redeeming qualities to it. Is that where you're coming from?
I mean, we did some things that were all right tonight, but not enough of them. We made too many mistakes, and just too much. Just did too many things that weren't good. So.
They seem to do a pretty good job running the game against the other team. Anything particular they're doing, or you're not?
No, I don't think so. Yes. Yeah. It absolutely did. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Comfortable with how it was assessed?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Without a question.
You did not look happy at
that point. Well, there was some confusion on the play, but it explained exactly what happened. I understand. I totally understand his explanation, and I have no problem with the play.
Okay. Because they were going to mark it back and make you kick it again. You had the challenge. You lose the timeout. It seems like that's not, even though what you're technically challenging was correct, it seems like you shouldn't have to lose a timeout when they're having to remark where the ball is supposed to go.
Right. That isn't the explanation that he gave me. I don't think you're accurate on that. I think you should talk to Ed about it and let him explain it to you, and that would probably be a lot easier than me trying to do it.
Okay.
All right.
But you were satisfied.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, there's no issue with that. I mean, it was an unusual play. There was some confusion on it, and I didn't really understand totally until after the challenge, after he came out and explained it. But really, what it all washed out, it was it was what it was, and I think they finally got it right, and it explained the whole situation to me. I have no. I mean, I think they did a good job.
The hold was not unusual.
No, it wasn't on us.
When your team has a performance like this that it had probably the first 33, 34 minutes of the game, after having played at such a high level for such a long period of time, is there ever any mercy in your mind to say, well, you know, we might have been due for a little flatness, and then maybe the edge is taken off it by the comeback? Or is it just a bottom line?
Yeah, you just keep playing. Yeah.
With this, there's a fairly strong likelihood you guys have to go on the road in the second round of playoffs. Are you thinking about?
We're thinking about Jacksonville right now. It's the next team on our schedule.
Very good.
Somewhat testy, Bill Belichick, and I think it's understandable with the way the game went. 41-34, a loss to the San Francisco 49ers, drops the Patriots to 10-4, and likely drops them out of a top two seed in the AFC, given Denver's win over Baltimore earlier today and the Texans locking up the AFC South. It's the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. Couple of things. That back and forth about the penalty with Ed Hockley was about as confusing as Ed Hockley's explanation was on television tonight. Like, was that Jason Cole? Sounded like Jason Cole to me. I don't know. Those things are more of a, either you're trying to get something out of Belichick he's not going to reveal, or you're trying to sound smart for the sake of sounding smart and asking your question, and I don't know. To me, those bother me. Not sure who the reporter was, but it sounded like Jason Cole. Belichick ain't giving it to you. And he actually wound up making you look pretty stupid. So, I don't know. I understand what you're trying to do, but as Bill said, why don't you go ask Ed? Your explanation's inaccurate, and I didn't see it that way. For Belichick, I mean, you're talking about a team that got back in the game, and he's going to deal with the 4th-and-1 questions. I don't think they're going to be as loud as 4th-and-2 from a couple of years ago against Indy, and he actually called this one 4th-and-2. But, one, given the stakes of that game, two, given who it was against, and that rivalry, I just think that one had more legs. And to me, this one felt right. And maybe I've had an epiphany and come full circle in the last 3 or 4 years, whatever it's been since 4th-and-2 in Indianapolis, but that felt like the right call at that point in the game.
I'll put it this way.
Yep.
4th-and-2, I was on my couch as, I think I was working at 98.5 at the time.
Yep.
I went nuts when they actually ran a play on 4th-and-2. Tonight,
I thought it was the right call. I didn't think it was the right play call.
Just to tell you the difference, though.
Yeah.
Went nuts, right?
Yeah.
Tonight, didn't bad enough.
No, me too.
Completely the right call.
But they're not that different of a decision, is my point. It's probably just who it was against and who's the quarterback on the other side and that rivalry, but I don't think the decisions are that different. I can tell you,
you were trailing in one and you were leading in another.
Were you leading in that Indianapolis game when you went for it on 4th-and-2?
Yeah, they were winning.
Oh, well, that would be a big difference then. Do I just not remember that the stakes of that?
They were winning.
They were up in that game.
Yeah.
All right, well, that would be a big difference. Never mind. That would be a significantly big difference, Kevin Collins. That's why we have you around here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show to keep hosts like me on the rails. So, yeah, that's a big decision or a big difference. That I had no problem with the Patriots going for it here, whether you want to call it a 4th-and-1, whatever it was. The play call, maybe throw to someone other than Danny Woodhead. As nice a game as he had tonight, you want to put the game in Danny Woodhead's hands? I don't, and it wasn't a good throw by Brady, don't get me wrong, but when you're throwing to little 5'7" guys, you're going to tend to sail it over their head every once in a while. I see you guys on the phones. The phone lines are full, 508-298-0398. I promise we will get to you coming up next. We'll also head to the podium and hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. It's all coming up next here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now.
Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance, with over 100 ASE certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts.
I need some of Dunkin's delicious packaged coffee.
Sure, how many do you need?
One for everybody on my holiday shopping list.
Wow, so that's why you brought a wheelbarrow.
Give the gift everyone loves to get. Delicious Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee. Get 2 pounds for just $12.99. Available only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Single pound sold at regular price. Offer excludes 8-ounce packages. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Welcome back to the Patriots Postgame Show, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios, here's your host, Adam Jones.
Second and final hour, Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live inside the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. We're presented by Sun Life Financial. They can help you protect your financial security whether you're in the game or sidelined with an illness or injury. Talk to your employer about Sun Life benefits.
or visit sunlifeknowsbenefits.com to learn more. Get the benefit. Get to know Sun Life. Patriots fall to the Niners 41-34. They overcame a 28-point deficit, knotted the game at 31, and situationally, a couple of things let them down. Poor kickoff coverage, 62 yards to LaMichael James, put the Niners at the Patriots' 38-yard line, and they waltzed into the end zone on the next play. Michael Crabtree, 38 yards. Kyle Arrington couldn't wrap up a tackle. I think that series, that sequence of events, was significant in the Patriots falling behind. And on the ensuing drive, they couldn't protect Brady. Vollmer and Solder both gave up sacks, and the Patriots didn't get back into the game from there. So I think that little stretch after the Patriots went on their 28-0 run, that decided the game. And offensively and defensively, there were signs and things you could point to that let the Patriots down. That said, I don't know. I come into this one not feeling overly down on the team. You know, they battled back from a huge deficit. They could have laid down and looked like the Texans last week in a 42-14 blowout, and instead they fought their way back into this one. Also, I didn't hate the decision to go for it on 4th-and-1. And Kevin Collins, I just want to clear this up before we get through some of the phone calls to 508-298-0398. He brought it up. Patriots were ahead in that 4th-and-2 game, which I don't know how I forgot it, but I did. Patriots were up 34-28 with 2 minutes left, 4th-and-2, at their own 28-yard line in 2009 in Indianapolis. Bill Belichick decides to go for it. Got criticized, rightfully so. And I remember, I hated that decision at the time. This one, you're down 38-31 with 2:20 left, 4th-and-1 at your own 12. It's a much easier decision. So there's your difference. And I don't know how that escaped my mind, but it did. So if you want to quibble with the play call, fine. But the decision in general to go for it, I had no problem with. And Michaels and Collinsworth on the broadcast tonight sounded like they did. You had 2 timeouts plus the 2-minute warning. You might never get the football back. And it was 4th-and-2. You can call it a long one if you want, but it was less than two. And who knows that you're going to face that manageable of a situation again, even if it is from your own 12. Let's hit these phones. Alvin is in Texas. He's been waiting very, very patiently. Alvin, we appreciate you waiting, and what were your thoughts on the game tonight?
To be honest, perfectly honest, on behalf of the PSW Facebook guys, I want to tell them that they should not lower their head down. They should be really at least proud of it that we didn't get killed. That's one thing. And
yep.
What I noticed... I was there watching it, and like, man, I felt like, oh man, we're down by that much, and like, we just came back. I was like getting excited, like, man, win or lose, I'm still gonna stay in this game regardless. That's a true diehard Patriot I am.
Yeah.
I've been a diehard Patriot fan since 1993.
Well, and look, Alvin, I mean, and I understand that. I think a lot of Patriots fans probably looked at it the same way. It's just there was so much time left in the game. Where even though I never thought for a second they'd come back, so credit the Patriots for doing it, but I don't know, it was still midway through the third quarter and they were down 4 scores. So
yeah,
I'm sure people nationally turned it off, but I would imagine most Patriots fans said, we'll give the Pats one more drive, we'll see if they can do anything. They scored, and then they did it on 4 successive drives.
And the thing that made it, like, this was the part that I was like so disappointed. We tied the game 28-28. Or 31-31,
yeah.
Yeah. When they kicked the ball to the Niners, oh god! 2 plays later, they scored a touchdown. That was, I guess, like they run out of gas. But I mean, like I say, I mean, we Patriots fans, we should never be disappointed. I mean, at least we didn't get our tails whipped like the Giants.
Yeah, well, that's true, Alvin, and I appreciate the phone call. At least he didn't lay down like the Texans did last week. Texans gave up in that game. We talked about that on this show. Kubiak gave up. It looked like the players gave up. You can't say that about the Patriots. So, I don't know, halfway through the third quarter when it was 31-3, I was ready to light into the team. But you know what? I don't think you have to. I mean, the defense played poorly, in my view. And it's been pointed out multiple places. And here's another email from Lucas writing into webradio at patriots.com. Adam, give our D a break. I can't bash the defense. Sure, they allowed 41 points. I still think they played well. How many times during the first half did we think it was 17-3? Or when it was 17-3, and it was nowhere near what the score should have been. Collinsworth mentioned it many times during the broadcast. The Niners missed opportunities. That's on our defense. If we were able to mount a 28-point comeback, that's because the defense did its job. Look, I understand what you're saying, Lucas, but I also think there were points where the defense showed no resistance against the Niners, and I cited those 3 one-play scoring drives. 2 of them were over 20 yards. I think the opening drive, your defense showed zero resistance. 6 plays, 63 yards. Moss with 2 catches, including the 24-yard touchdown over Dennard. So I just think it was a step in the wrong direction. Can you just say 41 points, the defense is horrible? Probably not. But I don't think it's as good as what we've seen the last couple of weeks. Is that a stretch to say? Are there any Patriots fans out there who don't feel that way? You know, the Niners had some short fields, sure. But you hope it's a blip on the radar. And I imagine with the Jaguars and the Dolphins these next two games, we're going to see the defense back on the rails. And I feel okay about it. The offense put them in some bad spots. With four turnovers, there is no denying that. But I didn't think the defense played a great game. Steve Gregory got benched for a reason. You know, Alphonso Dennard was beat a couple of times for touchdowns, or at least once on touchdown, or on a touchdown, the Moss one, and he was the next closest defender on the second one to Delanie Walker. You know, Kyle Arrington could not bring down Michael Crabtree. So, I don't know, that's just a couple of defensive plays off the top of my head. So, I just didn't think it was a banner day for the defense. You know, can you just point to the 41 points and say that's how the game went down? Probably not. That's probably a bit disingenuous. So, if I did that off the top, fine. But let's not pretend like the defense had a banner day either. They did get some three and outs, but when you absolutely needed a stop after the kickoff return, hold the Niners to a field goal there or something of that nature, you didn't. So let's not overstate what the defense is doing. I actually think I've been going relatively soft on the defense after hanging 41 points on you. Let's continue with the phone calls. Brandon's in California. What'd you think of the game tonight, Brandon?
You know, Adam, I thought, like, to be honest, I think this was a game we needed, like a game that we just pretty much got punched in our face because for a moment, like, leading up to this game, I thought we were, like, too relaxed, like, Brady, like, joking around a lot, like, not the normal, like, way, like, and I think they got too high on their horse, and now this loss just brought them back down to reality and showed, like, hey, you're not the best team. There's a lot of teams out there that could beat you, and so now I think that they're going to get back on it, and I think they could go to the Super Bowl after this, and also, I think the connection with Brandon Lloyd and Brady is at its highest right now, and this is where we need it at right now.
Well, and that's an excellent point, Brandon. And I wonder, if Gronkowski didn't get hurt, would this be happening with Lloyd? And if and when he's healthy and he comes back, is that same connection going to be there? I have no idea, Brandon. But the last two games to me have been Lloyd's best by far. It's not even close.
And also, he's gaining more trust in Aaron. I know he had that drop pass and whatnot, but he's looking his way a lot more than he's looking at Welker, you know? So I think this is a game that we needed, and that we have a lot upside from it than, you know, a blowout, I guess. But all right, Adam, that's it.
No, I mean, look, and Brandon, thanks for the phone call. And again, I just liken it to the Texans last week. The Patriots could have laid down like the Texans did. They didn't. They battled back into the game. They scored 28 unanswered points. And that is the best defense in the NFL. To me, it's not a debate. That's the best defense. And you just saw two of the best defenses statistically back-to-back. What'd your eyes tell you? Are the Texans in the same stratosphere as the Niners? I don't think so, to be honest. And look, a lot of the run you made in that game tonight, and something I haven't mentioned, and I don't know how much it's getting talked about elsewhere, a lot of the run you made was after Justin Smith was out of the game. So let's not underestimate that either. You know, he to that defensive line is akin to what Vince Wilfork is for your defensive line. So you lose Wilfork, that's a significant blow. That's something Patriots fans would point to. I'm sure that's something they're pointing to in San Francisco. And that's roughly where you started to make a run. When he's in there, that defense is different. So I'm not saying that to take away from what the Patriots accomplished. I'm saying it because when he was in there, that defense looked as good as any defense I've seen in the league in for God knows how long. So that's the only reason that's worth reiterating, in my view. Checking over the emails, webradio@patriots.com. Brian writes in from Illinois. Patriots will do better not having a bye because Denver's going to get the number two seed. So I guess that means if the Patriots get the three seed, you want to go to Denver. Instead of having Denver come to you, I don't understand that logic. You know, I would rather have Denver here. I'm not afraid of the Broncos in Denver. I'm not. I'd be more afraid of Houston in Houston. And the Broncos played you tougher than Houston played you. But I think for whatever reason, that day didn't tell you a lot about the Texans. They're better than they showed. I think everyone believes that. The Broncos, I know they haven't lost. What is it, 8 or 9 in a row now is what they've won?
9
in a row. Yeah, they were 2 and 3 at one point. You're right. Now they got 11 wins. 9 wins in a row. For the Broncos,
Probably going to be 11 wins
yeah,
in a row.
Maybe I'm naive, or maybe I'm just late on coming around on the Broncos. And today was a somewhat impressive win for them. I know the Broncos, or the Ravens rather, are going in the wrong direction. But that's still an impressive win. That's a team that the Patriots lost to. So that's the best win in the winning streak for me, beating Baltimore. I don't know. I still like the Patriots' chances.
They may not even win their division.
No, they might not. No, that's not true. I think they clinched their division today, or they clinched the playoff spot, maybe, is what
it
was.
They couldn't have, because Cincy's 8-6, and they're 9-5.
Yeah, maybe it was they clinched the playoff spot. That might be what it was.
They still play since he left, I think.
They clinched a playoff berth. They have not clinched the division. I know with the Steelers' loss, they clinched
something.
It's
only a game's difference, I think, between them and the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm reading it right now. They clinched the playoff berth. When the Steelers lost, that clinched the playoff berth for Baltimore. I don't know all the tiebreakers, but with 2 weeks left, I guess Pittsburgh can't pass them. That was the issue. Yep. Pittsburgh and the Jets can't pass them. So that's got to be it. But they have not clinched the division. I misspoke. Continuing with the feedback, 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. Our buddy Melvin writes in, Adam, do you see Ridley getting demoted after the game? And more Woodhead. I don't see more Woodhead. I do think this is one of those games where the Patriots were down. They had to throw. He was the only guy who gave you a spark. So I just think that's one of the games where he was apparently much better than the other two guys who each fumbled. I would not go away from Ridley. I wouldn't. You know, I think he can run on the Jags. I think he can run on the Dolphins. However, I'm nervous now about ball security with Stephen Ridley. I would not bench him. I would not go away from him. He's been too good for you this year to completely go away from him. But that's now three fumbles in two games. So would I bench him? No. Would I go away from him? No. But am I concerned about ball security? Of course. And I don't know how you couldn't be watching Ridley put it on the ground twice tonight. And guess what? Lump Vereen in there as well. Vereen's touchdowns are minuscule compared to how many times Ridley's touched it. And that fumble tonight was putrid. We'll continue with your feedback, 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. Patriots fall to the Niners, drops them to 10-4 after a 41-34 loss here in Foxborough. And after the loss, Tom Brady, Patriots quarterback, spoke at the podium after his team falls to 10-4.
I didn't think so. You know, I had a feeling we'd be able to come back. And, you know, we hung in there. We battled back from a 28-point deficit. We just made too many mistakes. You know, when we needed to make the plays. So it's a tough loss. But, you know, we got to try to get some things corrected.
Did you have any, what was the conversation on 4th-and-1 or 2 there from your own 10? You had an opportunity maybe if you were able to stop and get the ball back right around the 2-minute warning if the defense stopped. Did you think there might be any debate or say, well, if we can get it on 4th-and-1?
I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
We made a few of them, so just bad execution.
How shocked are you to have just 3 points at halftime? This offense has been just piling up points, touchdowns.
Yeah.
What were they doing, I guess, is probably a better question.
Well, we were turning the ball over.
Sure.
So it's hard to, you know, if you can't put together enough, you know, if you're not making big plays and you can't put together enough good plays to put together a scoring drive, and certainly to turn the ball over and give them a chance to score, which is pretty much what we did the entire first half. So we just didn't even give ourselves a chance. I mean, they're a very good team and a very good defense, and they play hard. And, you know, we just spotted 28 points. And, you know, we fought hard, but, you know, it's you can't play poorly against a good team and expect to win.
In terms of offensive approach, Tom, how different was it in the second half when you started to move the ball and score points?
Well, it was just, you know, it was execution. It wasn't like there was a magic formula to what we were doing. We just stopped, you know, killing ourselves. So we just can't turn the ball over. We can't, you know, miss plays that we have opportunities at. So we hit a few of those, and that's why we moved the ball.
Did your confidence get shaken at all when your younger backs, Shane and Steven, played really well, put the ball on the ground? I mean, how do you proceed next week?
Oh, mental toughness, I think that's what you show. And, you know, it's not every game's going to be perfect. Not every carry is going to be a 50-yard touchdown. And not every pass is going to be a 50-yard touchdown. It's a matter of, you know, understanding what you need to do to help the team win. And you know, being selfless and doing your job you know, we did a better job of that in the second half. It was just didn't do a very good job of that in the first half. Yeah, he played a great game. I mean, he played a great game, made some great catches when we needed it. So, you know, he's had 2 great weeks in a row. We're going to need it down the stretch here. I mean, certainly the season's not over. I mean, we got a lot of football to play. And, you know, we play as poorly as we did tonight and still have an opportunity to win. You know, we just have to do a better job.
Playoff team ramifications of this game will change a little bit. It's going to be pretty tough for you guys now to have home field as well, like you normally do. Do you guys talk about that at all?
We haven't thought about that. You know, we've just been trying to, you know, string wins together and so forth. And, you know, what's in our control is winning football games. And certainly that was the goal tonight. It wasn't the outcome, but, you know, that's what we were trying to do. And we put a lot into it. We knew the type of team we were playing. You know, we hung in there at times, and those times we didn't. So it's unfortunate, but, you know, it's okay. We got, you know, 2 games left, and certainly this game is very important to the outcome of our season next week in Jacksonville.
Do you think the high from the Texans game maybe carried over into practice, into this game? Kind of still think about that big win, not really focusing on 49ers?
No, we were pretty focused on the 49ers. I think we understood, you know, what this team was all about and how good they were, and we just didn't play very well.
How would you describe this, how they approached you guys defensively in terms of the way, you know, the way they played?
You know, I wouldn't say it was a whole lot of different things. I mean, I think they do what they do, and they do it very well. And we made some mistakes early in the game, and they capitalized. You know, we couldn't stay on the field on third down, turned the ball over. You know, I don't know what our time possession was, but I'm sure it wasn't good. You know, first half was a terrible first half. And we got down. We got, you know, unfortunately, we were in it at the end of the first half. And then, you know, we didn't play well to start the second half, and then went on a little run, but you can't play 30 minutes. You know, against a good team. Well, I think everyone just has to focus on, you know, possession of the ball. We have to focus on doing our job, the execution of the play. It's not a matter of, you know, look, we're going to call this special play and, you know, this is going to work out perfect and everyone's going to be wide open. No, I mean, what we did in the second half on the scoring drives, and that's what we have to do throughout the course of the game. And that's what we've been doing. We just, you know, just didn't do it very well in the first half. All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, it's Patriots quarterback Tom Brady following the loss to the San Francisco 49ers, 41-34 here in Foxborough. Brady in the game, 36-65, 443, a touchdown and 2 picks. I did not think it was his greatest game. I mean, relatively, for Brady, inaccurate. The yards obviously are huge, but on 65 attempts, the 2 picks is a little misleading because one Hernandez dropped. But, I don't know, I didn't think it was the greatest game out of Brady. That said, he was a big reason in that stretch when they got back into it. He was in a rhythm, the offense was in a rhythm, and that's when he was playing his best. So I wasn't going to put him on the bad list or anything. I just didn't think it was the strongest game. And look, considering the defense you're going against, I think that's somewhat understandable. Brady, by the way, also alluded to time of possession. Wasn't as bad as at least he thought. 29-47. And the Patriots put up a ton of yards. Now, I don't want to hear Patriots fans crowing about yards, especially when they, you know, flip it around on the defense and say, oh, well, yards aren't what matters. It's all about, you know, the points at the end. And the Patriots put up points as well. But over 500 yards against that defense, I do think is somewhat commendable. And I do think it's somewhat eye-opening. Going back to the emails here, webradiopatriots.com. Brian in Illinois writes back, I sent the previous message earlier. Denver's going to get the number 2 seed because of KC and Cleveland. It's 2 easy wins for Denver. I hope they lose one of them, but I don't see that happening. No, I agree. I think Denver's going to get it. I just thought there was a case to be made there for the Patriots and why you want them to not be the top two. Look, I don't see the Patriots getting into the top two. But I've seen some of these emails as well. Matthew writes in, webradiopatriots.com, where's your wisdom? Adversity begat strength. Let's go earn a Super Bowl. In other words, I think the theory is a tougher road. Go through Denver, go through Houston, that adversity will build strength. Well, I don't know that you get to a Super Bowl if you have to go on that type of road. And I know other teams have done it. You know, the Giants did it a couple of times. The Packers did it when they won their Super Bowl. But for the Patriots, they've tended to get an easier road or rest up when they've had a bye week. All five of the Super Bowls they played with in the Brady Belichick era, that's what they've done. So I don't know. I've seen it before with the Patriots. I don't want them playing on wild card weekend. It looks like they're going to after the events of today, but I don't want that. I don't have a lot of faith in that working out.
It's a sobering reality for a lot of us that are going to have to come to grips with the fact that this team's going to have to play three games to get to the Super Bowl, and two of those three are likely going to be on the road. And if they win the next two games and you go 12-4, it's kind of it's a cruel reality that, you know, 12-4 a lot of years will get you by.
Look,
this year it's not gonna.
To me, I don't mind the Patriots going into Denver or going into Houston. I think they can win either of those games. I'm not sure they can win them in succession. I guess that's my point. If you're telling me you have to go win one game in Denver, fine. I think you can do that. Or one game in Houston, I think you can do that. Both on back-to-back weeks, that's asking a lot. And we just haven't seen the Patriots do something like that with playing another game in front of that on wild card weekend. We haven't seen New England do that. And until they do, I'm going to want the bye week. I'm going to want it, and I think they're going to need it to get through. That's been my belief. They were in the driver's seat for it. This is a tough matchup, and this was a very tough six-day stretch. No one's arguing that. But the Texans were in a tough spot last week playing back-to-back-to-back road games. So scheduling quirks happen. Issues happen. I wouldn't prop that up as two tough games in a six-day stretch. I wouldn't prop that up. I didn't hear a lot of people around here saying, boy, the Texans were in a tough spot playing three straight road games. No, people were making fun of the Texans for the way they showed up, and the reality of it is they had a tough spot. They should have performed better, but they had a tough spot. Working our way through the emails here to webradio@patriots.com. Joel writes in, Adam, as much as the loss stings, I got to give credit where credit's due. I know you believe the D was bad tonight, but I have to say, they're the reason we were able to tie the game in the first place. Thankfully, the offense finally woke up eventually, but it was the D giving us the ball back continuously that gave us the opportunities in the first place. Fair point. Fair point. But they're also a big factor and a big reason why you were down. You know, the defense couldn't get stops, at least not early in that game. And the offense didn't help. I readily admit that. But I'm not going to go as far as saying the defense is the reason you got back in the game. I think they're a big reason why you were in that hole. 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. It's how you get in touch with the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on patriots.com. We're presented by Yokohama Tires. Buy any set of Yokohama Tires now through January 31st and get $100 to the Patriots Pro Shop via a gift card for free. This offer is available at all participating Sullivan Tires service centers. But hurry, supplies are limited.
You sound
limited.
Like you're drunk. You're tired.
They're Sullivan Tire Service Centers, excuse me.
It's okay.
But hurry, supplies are limited. Kevin Collins.
Blah, 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 blah.
It is the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Coming up next, we'll continue to look back at this game and also what the Patriots missed out on with this Sunday loss. It's all coming up next here on Patriots.com.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
That is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of the smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance, with over 100 ASE-certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts.
I need some of Dunkin's delicious packaged coffee.
Sure, how many do you need?
One for everybody on my holiday shopping list.
Wow, so that's why you brought a wheelbarrow.
Give the gift everyone loves to get. Delicious Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee. Get 2 pounds for just $12.99. Available only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Single pound sold at regular price. Offer excludes 8-ounce packages. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Welcome back to the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Adam Jones with you here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. We're live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on patriots.com. You heard the Patriots fall to the Niners tonight, 41-34, drops New England to 10-4. It likely keeps them out of a top two spot in the AFC. The Texans, I believe, have Kansas City looming. And then they still have another game against Indianapolis, and they put a pretty convincing win over Indianapolis today.
I think they play Minnesota.
Oh, is it Minnesota? Excuse me. So two games left for them.
I'll look, but I'm
they've already
sure.
clinched the AFC South. No, you're right. It's Denver who has Kansas City as one of their
Denver
two final games,
and
and they have Cleveland, exactly. So they're not going to drop one of those two games, I wouldn't think. And Houston, you're going to need help. You're going to have to win out to catch them. So if Houston just wins one of their last two games, they're going to be ahead of you in the standings. So that's what was sort of at stake tonight. And if the Patriots held serve, they had two layup games left on the schedule as well. They just they couldn't do it against the Niners. And look, I don't think there's a lot of shame in that. You know, the way the game transpired to me was surprising. It was higher scoring than I thought. And obviously the way the Niners were up so big and then the Patriots got back into it, that's not surprising. But if you told me the Niners were going to win by a touchdown, I wouldn't have thought that was the most shocking thing in the world before the game. I picked the Patriots, and I certainly didn't think the Niners could score like they did. But if you told me the Niners won by 7 before the game started, I wouldn't have thought you were crazy. You know, the way it went down, obviously, is a different story. And it seems like we're getting some mixed feedback on the defense. Like, yes, they got stops at the end, and they forced a couple of turnovers, and the offense put them in bad position. But I just felt like this was a step in the wrong direction for the defense. I don't know how you couldn't. They were beating you down the field. Colin Kaepernick and Michael Crabtree and Randy Moss and Delonte Walker were beating you down the field. And the Patriots had some injuries back there. But I don't know. I thought that was a step in the wrong direction for the defense. And maybe I'll change my mind. If they play well against Miami and Jacksonville these next 2 weeks, and they'll have played well, I guess, in turn for 6 of the last 7 games, almost half a season since they got Tlaib, I'm not down on the defense in general. I just think tonight was a step in the wrong direction. And I've been pretty high on the defense these last couple of weeks. It's a Sunlight Patriots postgame show. We're, of course, here at Gillette Stadium, as is the Patriots Pro Shop, and they have everything you need for the Patriots fan on your Christmas list. Choose the widest selection of authentic jerseys, hats, and tees, including AFC East Championship gear. The Patriots Pro Shop is located next to Patriot Place in Foxborough and is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can also shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. Let's continue with the phone calls, 508-298-0398. We go to Rez in Florida. What'd you think of the game tonight, Rez?
I think that, like, the loss was very, very humbling, especially if you're a Patriots fan, if you're a Patriots player. But I mean, I'm looking, like, I'm the type of guy who believes that the glass is half full. I think this is the spark that the Patriots can use to go on a winning streak right now. I mean, if you look in the past, you know, the past Super Bowl teams that has won the Super Bowl, they've had this one loss that caused a spark. And, you know, I believe that the defense gave the offense several opportunities to win the game. Yeah, I know, you know, a lot of people will say that the cover zero bust, that, you know, the two-play, you know, touchdown that the 49ers got, like, you know, that was, you know, a big hole on the defense. But from what I take from this loss, I think this is a spark that the Patriots can use to perhaps win the Super Bowl. I believe that either the Broncos or the Texans, most likely the Texans, will lose in the playoffs. So I'm optimistic when it comes to the playoffs. I think the Patriots will face the Broncos and hopefully go to the Super Bowl and face the Niners and get revenge there.
Look, I understand what you're saying, Rez. Here's the scenario where, as you laid it out, this is what I think they could do. Go into Denver in the AFC semifinals, and then the following week, hope somebody else knocks off Houston. And either you have a home game for the AFC or you just have an easier road through the AFC, whether it's Baltimore or whomever. But that's sort of what I would think. I think going into Houston or Houston and Denver on successive weeks, that's asking a lot. And I'm not saying the Patriots can't do it. I just don't like the chances there. And I would probably pick against them in the second of those two games. But I'm not saying it's impossible. You know, I think the AFC is wide open. I think you saw the NFC today is a different animal. And look, don't forget, the Patriots went 1-3 against the NFC West. You lost in Seattle, and you lost home games to Arizona and the Niners. And you beat the Rams on a neutral field in London, which is probably, you know, more decidedly Patriots than it even was Rams. But that one was a blowout. Working our way through some of these emails, webradio@patriots.com. It's a wide range, running the gamut here on feelings about the game. Cedric writes in, Adam, very disappointed in this game. Our defense played poorly, especially the secondary. Spikes is a liability in coverage. Tom Brady had a few off throws, like the last one to Woodhead on 4th-and-2, I think was too high. We won't get a bye week now. Do you think we can win 2 games on the road in the playoffs? That is to say, in Denver and in Houston. I've answered that. I would pick against them in that. Not saying they can't do it, but I would pick against it. You know, on the secondary, I also agree with that. It's like, really? All these people saying the defense played well, you know, I don't know. I look at where they came from the last couple of weeks, and then I see plays where they're getting beat over the top, and I look at it and I go, I don't know. That seems like a step in the wrong direction for me. Is 41 points misleading? Sure, I understand your point. Did the offense put him in bad positions? Of course. I understand that point, too. But, I don't know, look at the coverage in the secondary. Did you think it was good? I thought it was a step in the wrong direction. And I still think the defense, in general, in the second half has been much better than the first half. And I say that with what we saw tonight. And I think they're capable of much more. I feel better about the defense this year than last year. No doubt about that whatsoever. But, I don't know, I just think some of the emails have gone too far in the other direction. That's sort of how I feel about it. Looking over the emails to webradio at patriots.com, and there's a bunch of them rolling in. Matthew, Adam, nice to hear a little optimism. I'm glad you recognize that doing well against the best defense in the NFL is a good thing. Having said that, our secondary is still killing me. I mean, talk about flashbacks to the beginning of the year when teams would just put it up and get pass interferences. I actually think it's a good thing the Patriots met this kind of adversity this late in the season. I also think it's a good thing they're going to have to maul their way to the Super Bowl. It's what the Giants, Packers, and Saints have done in their recent Super Bowls. Patriots have become soft. I'm hoping this team can get back to the blue-collar ways that began what we all thought would be a dynasty. Tell it like it is. And again, that's Matt writing in from North Carolina. I don't think the Patriots have done it that way. And here's another throwback email. Duke writes in to webradiopatriots.com, and it's in the same vein. Adam, this game to me is drawing a lot of similarities to the first game against the Rams in 2001. I looked at both of the opposing teams as the best team in the NFL, and to quote Lawyer Malloy, if they're supposed to be the best, what can we be? Unlike everyone else, I take this game as a big positive. Now we know the 49ers, and we have valuable experience for when we play them in the Super Bowl with our full, unpacified offense and Gronk back, plus a healthy Welker, whom he's right, Welker's dinged up, and just circling back to the last email, so is Spikes, by the way. When you say he's a liability in pass coverage, he's been dinged up. He didn't even start the game tonight. Mike Rivera did. But working through the email from Duke, if we had Gronk, do you think the game would have been different? And when will he be back? Well, Andy and Paul were talking about it. He'll be back for one of those two regular season games. Whether it's Jacksonville or Miami, I don't know. But he'll play, even if it's in a small role, just to know that he's out there, or back, rather, he'll play in one of those games. I can't imagine that's not the case. However, you know, going back to the first question, would things be different with Gronk? I would think so, sure. I don't know how they couldn't be. Rob Gronkowski's as uncoverable of a tight end as there is in the league. So, yeah, I think he'd have an effect on it. And Collinsworth and Michaels kept hitting on in the blocking game for the Patriots running game. You know, how much of a difference would he make there for Stephen Ridley in opening up holes? I think there's something to that. I think it's been a little overstated, but I think there's something to that. Continuing with the emails, webradio at patriots.com. More on Gronk, and there's been a lot of these. After the Texans game, you had some fans ready to crown the Patriots Super Bowl champions, right? And then this week, you're probably going to see a lot of naysayers going, told you so. Can everyone just calm the heck down and understand the truth is somewhere in between the extremes? The Pats are still marginally the best team in the AFC, but maybe just a rung below the NFC's top dogs, in my opinion, the 49ers. This gap could well be bridged before the Super Bowl, if that indeed is the matchup, with the expected return of Gronkowski and a template on which to make adjustments for tonight's game. So again, don't forget Gronkowski. He could be the piece that puts him over the top. And you're right. Is there a wild swing of the pendulum? For me, maybe I got too caught up in it last week. The raw emotion of that win over the Texans, but that's as good of a win as you'd had in 2 years. National TV sticking it to a legit postseason team. The last time that happened to me was 45-3 against the Jets 2 years ago in 2010. And granted, that didn't end well, but that was a win where you came in on cloud nine, especially considering who it came against. And to me, I don't know, the Texans one felt similar. So maybe coming in reactionary, which is what we do right after the postgame show, yeah, maybe I overstated it a bit. But still, a week later, today on the pregame show, I told Andy and Paul I felt like the Patriots were the front runners. Now they're still on a short list of teams that I believe can win the Super Bowl. And I think the Niners were on there, and they're still on there. And they're probably legitimized more after the win. But if you ask me who I would pick a week ago, it would be the Patriots. The Patriots are still on that list, but I don't know. How would you not pick the Niners over the Patriots in a game in a neutral field? The Niners just came in and won in Foxborough in bad weather conditions, by the way. So, I don't know. The Niners proved it on the road. Why wouldn't you pick them on a neutral field? If you want to tell me Gronkowski, fine. But other than that, because it's game plan and valuable experience, the Niners got that against you too. And don't forget, Justin Smith went out in this game. That's a big blow for the Niners defense. And our buddy Melvin emailed back in, well, look, the Niners losing Justin Smith is different than the Patriots losing Wilfork. Well, yeah, I get that. The Niners have more playmakers. But I was just drawing an analogy for Patriots fans. You know, he is that type of presence for the Niners. Maybe they're not as reliant on Justin Smith as the Patriots are on Vince Wilfork, but that's the type of player they're losing on the defense. That was a big blow. And I don't think it's a coincidence that that's when the Patriots started to light it up, when Justin Smith was out of the game. That's all. You know, maybe they just happened to figure things out. Maybe. But I don't know. I think that's some of it. Checking the emails to webradio at patriots.com. Buddy writes in, Adam, maybe I was hoping Houston has Minnesota and Indy, hoping they lose both those games. Patriots have a tiebreaker and may still get the number two seed. That's their only chance. I understand the point, and that's actually Brian writing into webradio at patriots.com. I don't see it working out that way. I can't imagine with how they've played, the Broncos are going to drop a game to a couple of crappy teams. They're not losing to the Browns or the Chiefs. Sure, they could. It's the NFL, any given Sunday. I've heard the cliche before. But I'm not going to pick against the Broncos, and I don't think the Texans lose both their games, which is what the Patriots need to do to leapfrog and get into one of those top two spots. I don't see it happening. I think it's more likely the Patriots fall behind the Ravens than that happening, and I don't think falling behind the Ravens is very likely. Adam, not happy the Patriots lost, but I think they'll do better not having a bye week in the playoffs because Denver will be the number two seed. And again, that was Brian writing in, and that's an email we touched on earlier. I just don't think the harder road to me makes a big difference in terms of fortifying the team. The Patriots had as easy of a road as you're going to get last year. You know, they had Baltimore here in the AFC Championship game and the Broncos before that here. I would take that again over fortifying yourself and playing tougher games en route to the Super Bowl. That's one thing I always respected, by the way, about the 04 Patriots. I think they had one of the more difficult roads you're ever going to have. You know, that year, they shut down an explosive Colts offense here in the semifinals of the AFC. Then they went to Pittsburgh and blew them out with a strong defense. And then you beat the Eagles, who that year were, you know, a juggernaut in the NFC. And those were the toughest teams in the league that year. I always respected how the Patriots did that. You know, they had nothing handed to them. They had to go on the road in the AFC Championship game against a team that was 15-1 and then go against the NFC's best in the Super Bowl. Plus, you had the Colts mixed in there. And their offensive, you know, or their explosive offense was rolling at the time, and the Patriots just completely shut them down. So I've always respected that about that Patriots team. But that's also a team that had won two of the previous three Super Bowls. You know, I think the feeling in the locker room was a little different. Raphael writes in, Adam and Kevin, tough loss. This may just be the postgame emotion speaking, so feel free to call me crazy. A part of me is glad the team got punched in the mouth before the playoffs. Because of the heart they showed overcoming a self-inflicted wound, I'm even more confident about seeing the team in New Orleans in February. Your thoughts? Look, I don't think you need to be discouraged about the game. And anyone coming in and saying, that's a tough loss, or, you know, and I haven't heard a lot of that. And I don't think Patriots fans have really said that. But I don't know. I think there were encouraging signs in this game. Like, the defense to me was a bit of an issue, especially how they'd been rolling the three games before that. But as callers and emailers have pointed out, it's not like the defense had a disaster of a showing either. They got some three and outs when you needed it. They got some turnovers when you needed it. They got stops to let the Patriots back in the game. All of that is true. But I don't know. The Niners didn't exactly come in rolling on offense. You know, they couldn't score points against the Rams, yet they hung 41 on you. And some of that was helped by short fields. I get it. But I just thought when you needed the defense to put up a little resistance, a one-play 27-yard drive and a one-play 38-yard drive, I get that they're short fields, but how about a little bit of resistance? You know, make it five plays 38 yards instead of a play. But no, they're getting punched in the mouth and picking yourself up the mat, that shows you something. It also shows you something that the Niners were able to answer it. And I think that shows you an awful lot about San Francisco and about Colin Kaepernick and about that team for Jim Harbaugh. But it shows you something about the Patriots, too, that they fought their way back in a week after the Texans laid down on national TV. That's the difference between the two teams. The Patriots can pick themselves up off the mat. They believe in themselves. The Texans didn't. Bill writes in, web radio, patriots.com, Adam and Kevin, if there's a silver lining to this game, it's that we were due to have a game like this. I'd rather have it in December than January. We can look at the Jets and Ravens playoff games from a few years back. We got that out of our system, and it's time to move on. Interesting thought. You know, I don't know that I had thought about the Patriots losing a game in the second half as a reason to feel good about it. But I understand what you're saying. There's the punch in the mouth, and you got it out of your system. Sort of the theory of 2007, should the Patriots go undefeated or not? Different, but similar idea. You know, I don't feel that way. I think you'd feel better about the team if they beat the Niners than got a bad loss out of their system or whatever you think it is, or not a bad loss, just a loss. This wasn't a bad loss by any means. Just a loss to get out of your system. I tend not to agree with it, but it's an interesting school of thought. Sasha writes into web radio at patriots.com. Adam, huge fan of the show and a first-time emailer. Niners were a good team, but frankly, I'm shocked that they beat us at home tonight. I think they caught a lot of breaks with fumbles, which worries me, and that would worry me as well. And Brady throwing two picks, a rarity. And I will amend that one of them was his fault on the bad throw where he pushed it down the field to Welker. The other, Hernandez, dropped into the hands of the defense. So in my view, from a decision-making standpoint, it was one pick from Brady. I feel the Pats can still beat any AFC team anywhere. And I like our chances to get hot at the right time. The comeback was great to see because it showed us this team has heart and can come back against huge odds. A lot of potential talk really came through in that comeback. We just couldn't finish the deal. A learning lesson for sure. Not to start the way we did, but I'm not overly concerned about where we stand in the AFC. Denver's our biggest test, and I feel Manning is rolling, but we can beat them in Denver. And I still feel good about the odds and Brady winning the MVP. I don't know. This loss, I would say, is going to work against Brady in the MVP race. And I think Patriots fans, they're more interested in talking about the MVP race when it seems like the playoff, the road to the Super Bowl is setting up the way you want.
That guy's going to win the MVP.
I just think that, you know, if the Patriots had the 2 seed in the bye week, I think fans would have much more of a palate to talk about Brady as MVP. I just feel like tonight's not the night where we're going to hear a lot of that. Or this week is going to be one of those weeks where it's Brady for MVP. I think Patriots fans are okay talking about the individual awards when the team's doing fine. And again, not that this was an embarrassing loss or anything like that, or a bad loss, but just I get a feeling that's not going to be quite the topic it was the last couple of weeks. Sasha also added this. You think the Pats re-signed Pat Chung at the end of the year, even with his diminishing role on the defensive side of the ball? And can McCourty be an elite safety? There have been flashes. Elite, I don't know, but he's been pretty good back there, and he seems like he's a better fit at safety than corner. You're seeing some of the ball skills we saw from McCourty as a rookie, so I'd leave him there. And I think you can make a case he's certainly the Patriots' best safety. Is he elite? I don't know. But Patriots' best safety, and does he help back there? Yes. And Pat Chung, do I see the Patriots re-signing him? Good question. I would say probably not. But let's see. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts next game against Jacksonville. Gregory got benched. So I wouldn't be surprised. And who knows? Maybe he plays a couple of games in the regular season and then is your starter in the postseason, and that warms up both sides to an agreement for next year. I'd probably say no. But if he's starting and playing, I can see him staying here. And I've said many times after the Tlaib trade, the secondary I want to see, and maybe we won't because Dennard's hurt, but I want to see Tlaib and Dennard at corner, and I want to see Chung and McCourty at safety. I didn't like that they went with Gregory. And maybe this benching is the last time we see Gregory as a starting safety, and we see him in sub-packages where I feel he belongs. That'll just about do it for us here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones, we are live in our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. We appreciate the feedback throughout this one. It's a late night, approaching 2 o'clock on the East Coast following this Patriots 41-34 loss. Your feedback kept us going here tonight on Patriots.com. I will talk to you a week from today when the Patriots take on the Jacksonville Jaguars at 2-12, 1 o'clock Eastern time. We'll have the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, and I will talk to you right here following that game on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com.
This has been the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones on Patriots.com radio. For more news, analysis, and reaction from today's game, tune into Patriots.com radio all week long. Next Sunday, the Patriots head south to square off with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. Be sure to tune in to the Dunkin' Donuts pregame social at 10:45 a.m., followed by the Sun Life Patriots postgame show immediately following the game. Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite teams.